All right. So how can you go from broke to a net worth of over $1 million, right? And I'm talking about just growth over time, slowly working regular jobs, doing regular things. As a matter of fact, if you start off below other people, right, as far as your financial status, you should be able to outgrow them in about 5 to 10 years time. Probably 10 years because of the amount of time that it takes to elevate your mindset to be able to be the type of person that would be worth more, right? So if we look at my life as an example, I immigrated to America. My mom passed away from breast cancer when I was a little boy, which shaped a lot of the way that I think and act. And then growing up in America, I basically got to see welfare and food stamps and kind of being broke, right? Going to school with the crappiest shoes that kids would make fun of me. And then as growing up as an adult, always buying, like, you know, not being able to buy a car, not being able to buy a house until I was well into my mid-30s. And all these other things, right? To then being able to get multiple investment properties, do real estate renovations and remodels, and continuously grow my personal career, which for me is a real estate sales career, right? Which I'm moving into being a developer. So if anybody wants to do some deals, let's go. But obviously that's a long time, right? And if you look back at 10 years prior for your own life, what were you doing and what should you have been doing? The thing about it is most people want this really quick situation where you just upgrade your lifestyle and upgrade everything. We're in a microwave society. We're going to make our life doing these podcasts and TikToks and YouTube videos and then get paid. All right, that's cool. But I think what most young people are realizing, and adults as well, what most people are realizing is that, hey, that's just not how it goes all the time. The process of working slow and building slow is still alive and well, right? Sometimes if you get it quick, you lose it quick. And if you really consider the different things that you have to do is, number one, you have to get a hold of the way that you spend your money, your finances. You know, I remember when I was broke, yeah, of course, I had some nights where I made a ton of money. But where is that money to help me buy real estate? Nowhere, because you make it quick, you spend it quick, you do dumb shit, you spend your money on unnecessary things, and then all of a sudden, all your 10 years of work, putting in all that effort, and to have nothing to show for it, to be an adult and then not have properties that can pay you outside of your work so you can multiply your income, that's kind of crazy to me. So one way we did that is, number one, is you really got to get a hold of your spending habits, right? Like, hey, I get it. You want to enjoy your life. You work hard all week. But if in 10 years you want to be broke, then keep doing what you're doing and spending your money, not paying attention to it, taking all the vacations that you possibly want, right? Wouldn't it be better to just improve your life significantly enough to be able to purchase real estate down the road, right? Even if it seems like it's impossible for you. Leverage different situations, leverage your mindset, your attitudes, your work ethic, and progress yourself forward to the point where by the time you start taking these vacations, it's not exactly breaking the bank. Right? And if something happens to you where you get sick or business isn't as good, you know, I'm in sales, so like sometimes sales could be ups and downs, right? So if sales has ups and downs and all of a sudden you go from making money to not making money, but when you're in the seasons of making money and you don't save it, hey, guess what happens? If you don't make the same money this year as you did last year, and you did not put away most of the money in order to be able to secure it into an investment, safe real estate investment that still involves work. However, at the same time, you can, you know, like work on your real estate, but it is an asset that is going to pay you dividends as opposed to just your labor. So I think one of the major things that I'm always telling people is like, hey, you truly have to get yourself to the point where you're saving more than you're earning, right? I mean, you're saving more than you're spending. That's number one. Number two thing that you could possibly do is, hey, get all the negative people out of your life. I don't care if it's your mother, brother, sister, cousin. Either get them on the same page of being a more positive, happier person, or get them out of your life. All negative and bad influences should be ejected immediately, and you need to surround yourself with different types of people. Because I promise you this, what I realized from having a net worth of over $1 million to prior having a net worth of zero, or we'll say $100, I feel like I always had $100 on me, so yay me. But the difference between those two net worths is, like, usually the $1 million people aren't hanging around with the people with $100, right? You might catch me on a video or YouTube or a podcast, but you're probably not hanging out with me. And that's because you're not making as much money as me. I'm probably not hanging out with billionaires because I'm probably not making $1 billion, right? So my favorite quote, or one of them, because you know me and you know I love my quotations. Birds of a feather flock together. Pigeons are with pigeons. Ducks are with ducks. Eagles are alone, right? I don't know what kind of bird you want to be while you live in this life, but if you want to be a rich bird, you need to start saving your money more frugally and telling everybody in your inner circle that, hey, we're all here to elevate ourselves, elevate our beings, elevate our life, and elevate our financial status in order to be able to accomplish more and just live a better, easier life. In the Western society where we live currently, you need money in order to live good, right? You can obviously be happy, that's irrelevant, but it is much nicer when you have money, right? You can do things. You could do things for yourself. You could do things for your family that you otherwise cannot do. So if you're looking to go from having a net worth of zero to having a net worth of over $1 million in 10 years, number one thing to recognize is this is a very doable thing. Number two thing to recognize is it's going to feel like it is impossible the whole time you're doing it, until one day you wake up and you're like, holy shit, I think I'm worth at least $1 million. But it takes time, and that's okay. Not every one of us is just going to have the knowledge and the ability to go ahead and make millions and millions and trillions of dollars in a week or a month or 3 months, right? Some of us are just fools moving at turtle mode, and that is a 10-year process, assuming you do most things correctly. So if you want to take on that road and that journey, there's a Chinese proverb, I believe, that says the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. For this statement, we'll say 10 years ago. The next best time to plant a tree is today. So if you're awake and you're alive and you're healthy and you're kind of listening to this and you're like, what the hell is this dude talking about? Listen, you can do it. But you really got to straighten out a lot of your attitudes and your actions. If you want to talk more about your specific situation, maybe you're making money, but you're just not saving it. You're not paying attention to how you're spending it, growing it, different things like that. And maybe you can take the time and go ahead and get yourself to the point where you end up becoming a millionaire. But that's going to take a little bit of work. So good luck. I hope this helps. I hope this gets you inspired to go out there and make more of yourself and your financial and emotional and spiritual well-being. Good luck.